With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Senior administration officials to meet with Chinese delegations on Monday in London for the next round of trade negotiations between Washington and Beijing.
The meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs and global supplies of rare earth minerals. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One Friday, Mr. Trump said Xi had agreed to restore exports of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., which China has slowed, threatening a range of U.S. manufacturers that relied on the crucial materials. Ken Lorman reporting.
A federal judge has approved a groundbreaking settlement worth nearly $3 billion to allow for student-athletes to be paid.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year and $2.7 billion to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Ukraine says a large Russian drone and missile attack targeted the eastern city of Kharkiv last night, killing at least three people and injuring 21. Local officials say the attack included deadly aerial glide bombs. This year's Boulder, Colorado Jewish Festival being reimagined to focus on community healing. This after an attack during a weekly gathering of a group that has been calling for Hamas to release Israeli hostages. This is SRN News. Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky seeking to overturn its abortion ban have dropped their challenge. The lawyers have not given a reason for seeking to drop the case. The lawsuit filed last year in state court in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. The American Civil Liberties Union, which had represented the woman, says it will not be providing additional details about the dismissal. Kentucky bans abortions except to save the life of the mother or prevent disabling injury. For the third consecutive year, Louisiana lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have allowed young victims of rape to get an abortion. The legislation would have had cases where a girl is under the age of 17 and impregnated as a result of rape to the narrow list of exceptions to the Louisiana abortion ban. The law went into effect in 2022 following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. The only exception to the ban is a substantial risk of death or impairment to the mother. This is SRN News. Boxing returns to Boston.
After 70 years, boxing has returned to Fenway Park in Boston, the oldest ballpark in Major League Baseball. Boxer Alexis Bolduc's fourth professional fight is at Fenway.
And it's super exciting to be able to fight at Fenway, such an iconic venue.
Since new owners took over Fenway in 2002, the park has become a place for more than just Red Sox games, but for concerts and other sporting events like hockey and snowboarding. I'm Donna Warder.
Today is Sunday, June the 8th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Nancy Sinatra. She is 85 years old. Musician Bonnie Tyler, 74 today. Cartoonist Scott Adams, the guy that created Dilbert, he has 68 candles on his birthday cake. Comedian Keenan Ivory Wayans is 67 today. This is SRN News.